This is Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. I've spent the past 10 years building my life and work around what I love to do. And on this show, I share what I'm learning along the way. You might notice that we have some new music. I'm really excited about it. I'm so glad that we were able to get the rights to this song. This is called At Sea. It is by a band called Dorena. Dorena is on a label called Deep Elm Records. They have some great bands. Check them out at deepelm.com. And I played this song for a friend, and he told me, this sounds just like the last song. And I admit, it's pretty similar. There's a reason that I like music like this. The genre is called post-rock. I first discovered post-rock about the time that I was writing my first book, Designed for Hackers. And I had to suddenly go from using the internet to build my platform to blocking out that internet so I could actually get my writing done. I needed to focus, and post-rock music was there for me at that time when I needed that. I first discovered Explosions in the Sky, and then I went on to This Will Destroy You, and yes, these are band names. And so on this show, we've had The Album Leaf, which was another staple during the time that I was writing my book, Spider Flower, which I discovered more recently, and then now we have Dorena, and I'm very, very happy about it. I guess I'll be the post-rock podcaster. I think that there's different podcasters with different genres of music. James Altucher has kind of like a gangster rap thing going on. Lewis Howes has like dubstep. Tim Ferriss is like a techno EDM thing. And then our friend Noah Kagan is banjo music. So I'll be the post-rock podcaster. Anyway, it's a perfect time for a change. This is episode 98. We are two episodes away from the big 100th episode, 100. Make sure you don't miss that episode. It's going to be very, very special. Now, finding the focus to do creative work is at the center of today's episode. About 2 years ago, I was on a retreat in Mexico with some friends. We were exploring what we wanted to do in our lives and careers. It took all week for me to admit it to myself that I wanted to double down on being a creator. I wanted to have conversations on this podcast. I wanted to read books and write books. So I wanted to make my creative output the top priority in my life. And part of doing that was moving to Colombia to set up everything so I could be fully focused on my writing and my podcasting. Now, I'd spent a lot of time in Medellin before. I had done a few mini lives here. I always found that I got more work done here and that it was better work as well. So as I was doubling down on being a creator, Medellin was the clear choice. So in this article, I'm going to share with you how I picked the city where I could have the best creative output. Whether you feel like moving to another country or not, I think this article is going to give you some things to think about in optimizing your own creative output. And I want to thank our sponsor today, Storyblocks. When I write an article, I'm usually looking for a good picture to go along with it. And Storyblocks has tons of photos, 400,000 of them, in fact. They're all royalty-free, so you can use them for your personal projects or you can use them for your commercial projects. And they take care of us. Let's take care of them. Go to storyblocks.com/loveyourwork. Try it free for 7 days. That's Storyblocks, storyblocks.com/loveyourwork to download anything from the 400,000 images and unlock discounts on millions more images. Also, I recently quadrupled my creative output by making some of the tweaks that you're going to hear about in today's article. I have put together a toolbox of the 14 tools that I used to make this happen. Sign up at cadavy.net/tools. I'll send you that toolbox right away. That's cadavy.net/tools. Here's the article. How I chose a city to optimize my creative output. Over the past 7 years, I have been obsessed with one question. How can I do lots of creative work, the creative work I have no choice but to do, and still stay sane? After years of research, I wanted to test out my theories. I needed to find the perfect city for creative output. After moving to Medellin, Colombia, and implementing my system, I quadrupled my creative productivity. Not only did I do more work, I also did better work. In choosing a city to optimize my creative productivity, I wanted a low-friction life, consistency, and forced disconnection. Requirement 1, a low-friction life. Unexpected changes can be useful for shaking things up and making creative insights, but when you're trying to generate work, friction just gets in the way. My system calls for consistent creative habits, so I needed to have appropriate spaces to work in the various mental states of creative work and be able to move amongst those spaces with minimal friction. Requirement 2, consistency. When I lived in Chicago, There may have been a month or two when life was low friction, but then the weather would change and it would suddenly be high friction. Changes of season and sudden weather interruptions can be useful for jostling certain creative breakthroughs out of one's head. But for a system of consistently generating creative work, changes just get in the way. Requirement 3, forced disconnection. This requirement seems to directly contradict the previous two requirements. Taking your mind off creative work allows your creative energy to replenish, and it helps ideas incubate. However, for a person wired for creative work, disconnecting is easier said than done. The key would be to be forced to disconnect from my creative work, but not during times when I was actually trying to do that creative work. So, why Medellin, Colombia is my creative city? To test out my creative system, it was clear that Medellin, Colombia was the best combination of these requirements. Here's what made it the ideal city for creative productivity. There's several. Only one season, consistent day length, furnished apartments, different culture equals easy disconnection, laid-back culture, and walkability and easy transportation. Only one season. Look, I know seasons are nice, but while I was testing my creative system, I didn't want the interruptions. Medellin is one of a handful of cities known as a city of eternal spring. The mean temperature is room temperature, about 72 degrees Fahrenheit, all year long. Consistent day length. Since Medellin is located at 6 degrees north latitude, the sunrise and sunset times are consistent throughout the year. This is extremely helpful for getting into a rhythm and routine, thus boosting potential creative output. Here's sunrise, sunset times from my former home of Chicago. Anyone who lives this far north knows how dark, depressing, and disruptive the winter months can be. And you can see the yearly sun graph for Chicago, where the day length varies a great deal. It gets dark very early in the winter, and the sun doesn't come up until later in the morning. And in the summer, it's the exact opposite. And here it is for Medellin. The sun sets at about 6 p.m. each night, giving several hours of wind-down time for a good night's sleep. They also don't practice daylight saving time. Furnished apartments. Since it attracts many travelers, Medellin has a healthy market of furnished rentals. And since the cost of living is way below your average U.S. city, I can actually afford them. This lets me be minimalist. Less stuff, less distractions. Different culture equals easy disconnection. Being immersed in a different culture makes for easy disconnection from my work. I'm forced to operate in a different language, which naturally takes my mind off what I'm working on and helps ideas incubate. Laid-back culture. Like many Americans, I'm naturally driven to my own detriment. Because of this, I'm miserable in the U.S. Colombians operate at a much more relaxed pace in everything. This is frustrating at times, but I consider it patience therapy. It's ultimately good for me, it's a healthier way of living, and it helps me disconnect from my creative work. Walkability and easy transportation. I have different spaces I use for the different mental states of my creative work, and I can move amongst these spaces with minimal friction. I do my morning writing facing a blank wall in my apartment. There's a co-working space at the building across the street for focused afternoon work, and there are plenty of cafes with laid-back atmospheres within walking distance. The walks are the perfect length for forced disconnection and creative incubation right before a creative cafe session. I go to extremes to optimize my creative productivity. You may not want to move across the globe just to do more writing, but if you strive for low friction and consistency while allowing for some forced disconnection, you may get more creative work done too. I hope that article gets you thinking about all the different ways you can design your life to maximize what you want, whether that's creative output or something else. Noah Kagan and I had an entire conversation about optimizing creative energy on episode 57. Listen to get valuable ideas on how to get the most out of your energy.
Sometimes I think about like, man, I've just dedicated one full hour to myself. Like if I dedicated like 3 to 4 hours a day, either to work or to personal growth, like how far ahead you'll be than most other people, because people aren't willing to commit what it takes to accomplish things they want to do.
Again, Noah is on episode 57. For designing a life around travel, listen to Jody Ettenberg on episode 23. Jody was a lawyer, and she turned her travels into a career as a food and travel writer.
You built a flexible life so that you can do things that bring you joy, but also that are different than you ever expected them to be.
Again, Jody is on episode 23.
Is Love Your Work helping you crack the code on fulfilling work?
If so, I could really use your help. For the show to continue and to continue being free for everyone, it needs your support. One way you can help is to subscribe. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Just hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast app. Apple Podcast ratings help too. Just go to katavi.net/apple, click on write a review, and click on the star rating. You don't even have to write a review. It just takes a couple of seconds. You can also join Love Your Work Elite, hosted on Patreon. You could call it a donation, but it's really much more than that. You'll get your own personal RSS feed with early access to episodes and bonus content. You'll also get a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at lywelite.com. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by top Love Your Work Elite members such as Arif Akhtar and Ed Stanfield of startwithclarity.com. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for the show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More, by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.